Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Ooh, a little bit guitar there on the rejoin, and I like that. That fits well with our theme of it being a showdown at the Capernaum Synagogue this Sunday in the Gospel. If you missed it, go back and listen to the top of the show. All right, joining me now, Libby DuPont and Sharon Pereira on the newly married retreat that's coming up. Libby is consultant for marriage and family life in the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas and a director of Evermore in Love. She's formerly a youth minister at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton, volunteer and staff at Net Ministries. She's been married for 17 years to Brad. They live in Overland Park, Kansas, with their 16-year-old son and 10-year-old daughter. Libby, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us. And Sharon Pereira is a manufacturing engineer at Abbott, and he leads the Archdiocese and Newlywed Retreat team. He was a Net missionary, and he served as a peer minister at the University of St. Thomas. He and his wife, Rose, have been married for 4 years, and according to this, she tells you, does she, that you have too many hobbies. Is that right, Sharon?
Yeah, all the time.
That's great. I love it. But you said you both love traveling, hiking, biking, and you're both low-key foodies. What's a low-key foodie?
It's like we're not like super into like going into all the restaurants and everything, but every now and then we kind of just nerd out over food and recipes and stuff, different cultures.
I can get into that. I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. Well, it's wonderful, and we could spend the time talking about that, but that's not what we signed up for. Sharon, let's start with you. Could you tell us a little bit about what this upcoming Archdiocese and newly married retreat, what does it all entail, and who is it for?
Yeah, so the Archdiocese puts this on every year, and it's catered towards newlyweds, which to us defined as being married for anywhere from 0 to 7 years. So like maybe to the world that might be like 7 years, it's a long time to be married, but not to us. Like you're still a baby, you're still learning a lot about marriage. So a couple's married 0 to 7 years, and I think during that time you can kind of get bogged up and just you get things that get into a funk, or maybe things get into a rhythm, and it's kind of nice to get away, just the two of you, and revisit your love and revisit what it means to be married and those commitments you made. And that's kind of what the retreat's catered towards.
Yeah, and that's great. And I like the way you put it there. I mean, we were just speaking with Bishop Cousins about how, you know, some things are radical in the world today. And yeah, being married for over 7 years is kind of radical these days. We're grateful that here in the church, we still take the mindset of, well, yeah, 7 years is not much in terms of the entirety of your life, you know. Anyway, right. So... how about, you said to get away. Let me follow up with you on that, because obviously it'd be really nice to be able to get away in person, but this year it's not going to be in person, is it? So what changes have come about that make this year's virtual retreat different from previous year's retreats?
Right, and, you know, it's a difficult time for everyone, but I think we went back and forth a lot, and I think that we did the best that we can with this time and the situation that we're in, and we made this virtual retreat format where everything will be kind of recorded and live in a sense. But then for those couples or maybe families with kids who have difficulty kind of navigating that, we'll also have the content available afterwards to kind of visit at their own time as well. Because generally during the retreat every year, like it's kind of the couple, maybe get a babysitter and just the couple will be there unless they have infants. But this year, we're just trying to focus on, like, here's the content, and then the sisters can kind of work through it together. And I think Libby will be able to talk more about exactly what that will look like.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I suppose we should mention when this retreat is happening. It's happening on Saturday, February the 6th, from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. is what I have. Have I got those details right, Sean?
That is correct.
All right. All right. Wonderful. Libby, let's toss it over to you for a while. Now, you and your husband, Brad, are going to be presenting at this year's retreat. And I understand that the theme of this year's retreat is talking with purpose. Can you go into that a little bit for us?
Sure. Well, communication in marriage is so important. You can't love what you don't know. And so it's so important for us to be close. And I think what happens sometimes in marriage is we put all of our communication into one bucket, right? Like we say, we're going to talk about this, but we don't realize that there's so many different tools to communicate, that there's different, you know, if I want to have a conversation to reconcile a hurt between us. That's a different tool than it is if I just want to get close to my husband or if I want to find out who's picking the kids up from practice.
Right.
There's different skills involved, and we will go through a number of those different skills in the retreat.
That's wonderful. Now, I don't want you to, because, you know, couples are going to pay good money. Sharon, what's the registration fee for this?
It's just $20 this year, which is downloadable workbook, yeah.
That's fantastic. So a downloadable workbook. Yeah, very good. $20 a couple, that's a pittance for some of the great tips and advice you're going to be getting from Brad and Libby DuPont here. So, Libby, without giving too much away, can you give us a little bit more of an inside look as to, on these different forms of communication, when you're trying to communicate different things, what are some of the things to be on the lookout for between a husband and a wife?
Sure. Well, some of the things are just making sure that we are other-centered in our communication, making sure that we're focused and generous on the other. So how can I make it easy, if I'm the one speaking, how can I make it easy for the listener to listen? And how, if I'm the listener, can I make it easier for the speaker to speak? So there's different techniques for different types of things, but that's kind of the golden rule of communication in general is how can I put the other person first?
Yeah, how can I put the other person first? Wonderfully put. That sounds like a good goal for marriage just in general, right? So I'm curious, Libby, too, just on your opinion, because in this day and age, we have all sorts of ways that we can communicate. And I know that my wife and I, especially if it has something to do with running errands or something like that, we will take to texting one another back and forth pretty quickly. But there's something that is certainly lacking in terms of a personal connection when it comes to utilizing texting and other forms of internet communication, if you will. What are your thoughts or what are your advice about utilizing that within a marriage? Things to be careful of there?
Yeah, for sure. So much of our communication is our body language and our facial expressions. It's a huge percentage of how we communicate is not the words. I think it's 17% maybe is the words themselves. And so we do have to be really careful when we are texting and emailing with our spouse, well, with anybody, but especially with our spouse, I think, to make sure, one, that we never try to tackle really difficult topics that are easily misunderstood over text. And then one thing, sounds silly, but it's actually been really helpful for us, is when we are communicating via text, even if it's something like, can you pick up bread at the store? Or, you know, did you make those copies? My husband and I work together, so we have a lot of worky things we text about. But
yeah,
we just to add emojis. Like, I think that's why people love emojis, is because they seek to add back in a little bit of the facial expression and the tone that you're missing in your communication. So, yeah. So if you
I like that.
Smiley face, kissy face, emoji in with your please pick up the bread, it's hard for your spouse to interpret that as being snarky or rude.
Right. I like it. And Shin, I heard you were snickering there a little bit at the adding of emojis. Do you use emojis when you text your wife?
Probably overtly so. And I think you can kind of tend to develop your own sense of humor based on, like, the emojis you use or, like, your own, like, text personality. Which,
yeah.
Like, my wife gets, like, I don't know exactly what he means by this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? I never really thought about that, but the whole addition of emojis to the whole texting and social media world, there was something intentional about that that really resonates deeply in what you're saying, Libby, about the nonverbal communication, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Strange. Okay. So I'm going to follow my brain down a rabbit trail there if I'm not careful. So I want to get back to the task in hand. Speaking with Libby DuPont and Shin Pereira about specifically the upcoming newly married retreat, part of the Archdiocesan offerings for marriage. And I got to ask you, Shin, when we're talking about newly married, now you fall into that category because you and Rose have been married for 4 years now. Anything that you've noticed in your relatively young marriage that has come up in terms of things that, yeah, well, we've kind of fallen into, as you were saying before, this kind of pattern, or maybe even this kind of rut, or maybe things that you've noticed that, you know, we've really grown in this area.
Yeah. So, actually, if I'm going to give a little praise, I think I'd like to talk about Libby and Brad as well, because we attended their retreat last year, which is a different topic. But what we recognized during that retreat, too, was, like, there's so much in just their day-to-day life and just the busyness of life that you kind of get into this rhythm. And then throughout maybe, like, the last couple of years, there's this kind of, like, well, you know I love you, or, like, this assumption of, like, well, we live together, and, like, you know I love you, you know I lay down my life for you. But then, like, there's so much that goes unsaid. And what I loved about Brad and Libby's retreat was that, like, yeah, you know, as they're speaking and as they're delivering this content, you kind of go to yourself, well, man, that's something I need to talk to my wife about. And then, boom, Brad and Libby go, okay, now turn to your wife and have that conversation. Like, and you get the time to do that. You get the time to not put it off later, but just have that conversation. And I think for us, like, we had some really good conversations about just things that went unsaid, things that were assumed, and some things that we just never really talked about. And it was wonderful for us.
That's great. I love it. And Libby, if I may then, just to springboard off of that, so yeah, so it's not just presentations from up front, but there's other activities that are involved in the retreat. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yep. We never present anything without giving couples a chance to try it out, because that's where the magic is. Brad and I are nobody special. So if people leave knowing all about us, but they haven't learned anything else about their spouse, then we've failed them miserably.
Yeah, that's very good. In fact, I'm looking at the flyer for the retreat right now, and I see one of the comments from one of the couples who said, I love the frequent activities and exercises we had. It helped break up material into practical ways and helped us open up, which I would imagine that's kind of at the heart of everything you're trying to get done, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thanks for that. Libby, how long have you and Brad been doing these retreats?
Well, we started in our positions in the Archdiocese here, it's almost 10 years ago now. And pretty soon after we came to the Archdiocese, we started presenting these retreats. There was this organization called Evermore in Love, formerly Living in Love, started many years ago with Ron and Kathy Fair and Father Chuck Gallagher. And so we brought them into our diocese and started doing weekend retreats with them and started teaching these same skills, both to engaged and married couples, as part of our office here, using their material. And the more we presented it, and more importantly, the more we put it into practice in our own lives, the more in love with it we fell. And so we have been part of national leadership for that organization, and have been presenting elsewhere other than our diocese for a few years now.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm grateful for your presentations. I'm glad that you're going to be able to be at this year's newly married retreat. In fact, my wife and I have been married for 21 years, thank God, but I'm a little sad that I can't attend, that I've aged out, or we've aged out, but look forward to hearing more about that. Sheehan, before we let you go, want to make sure that people have all the info about how to register if they'd like to register for this retreat, because it's coming up here pretty quick, February 6th. Yeah, so give us the scoop on that.
If you just go on the Archdiocesan website and just look, you can find the registration link there. And if nothing else, you can just go on Google and type in Archdiocesan Newlywed Retreat, and the first link should be the one that gets you there.
It comes right up, yeah. In fact, I see here on the flyer anyway, archspm.org/NMR for Newly Married Retreat.
Yep.
Will get you to the site for registration as well. All right, well, Sheehan Pereira and Libby DuPont, so grateful that you could both join us here on Practicing Catholic. Looking forward to seeing many, many good things come out of this Newly Married Retreat. Thank you, and God bless you both.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye. So that's exciting. Again, that link is archspm.org/NMR, and we'll hit that again, Paul and I will, at the end of the show. Yeah, good stuff. We are going to head into our second break. When we come back, Sarah McCauley is with us to help us understand civil disobedience. Stay with us.